VOA News. The White House said Wednesday that President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin will not hold a second summit until next year. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Trump wants to wait until after the investigation is complete into the Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. A new Quinnipiac University poll said Americans believe by a 51-35% margin that the Russian government has compromising information about President Trump. The Gaza Health Ministry said three Palestinians were killed Wednesday in Israeli strikes east of Gaza City. The Israeli military said it was targeting Hamas military posts in the Gaza Strip after Israeli troops on the border came under fire. An Israeli officer was wounded by a Palestinian sniper. The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for a series of suicide bombings and other attacks Wednesday in southern Syria, killing at least 204 people. Multiple bombers blew themselves up near a market and a busy square in the city of Sweita. At least 180 others were wounded in the attack. The U.S. Treasury Department has placed sanctions on five groups and eight individuals linked to Syria's chemical weapons program. The agency said the targeted groups and people were important parts of a network that obtained electronics for the Syrian agency that develops the weapons. The polls have closed and vote counting is underway in Pakistan, where nearly 106 million people cast their ballots in Wednesday's violence-marred general elections. Just hours after voting began, a powerful suicide blast outside a polling station in Quetta killed more than 31 people and wounded 40 others. This is VOA News. The United States and the European Union reached a truce Wednesday, agreeing to talks during which time they will not punish each other with additional tariffs. The U.S. and EU presidents, following their nearly 3 hours of White House meetings, announced they have agreed for now not to escalate their trade dispute. The two partners are responsible for half of global commerce. This year's summit of the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, began Wednesday with an expression of concern about the trade war that is brewing between the United States and BRICS' wealthiest member, China. VOA correspondent Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa issued strong words of concern at the opening of the summit in Johannesburg on Wednesday.
We are meeting here, ladies and gentlemen, at a time when the multilateral trading system is facing unprecedented challenges.
On the eve of the summit, Ramaphosa met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. China has been attempting to shore up its international relationships amid U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to impose tariffs on Chinese goods. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
President Trump attacked China on Wednesday for targeting American farm products with new tariffs in what he said would be a failed effort to gain a trade advantage over the United States. Did Donald Trump know about efforts to keep a former Playboy model's story of their alleged affair out of the public eye? Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports a secretly recorded tape seems to contradict his campaign's denial.
I'm all over that.
The recording made by his lawyer 2 months before the 2016 election captures Michael Cohen and Trump discussing plans to pay for the rights to Karen McDougal's story. Lawyers for both men dispute just what Trump said on the tape.
What financing?
We'll have to pay.
Cohen's lawyer, who gave the tape to CNN, believes Trump said to pay with cash. Trump's lawyer claims he said don't pay with cash, which he says would prove Trump wasn't trying to keep the payment secret. The tape cuts off as Trump says check. The president blasted Cohen on Twitter today and wonders why the recording abruptly stopped while he was presumably saying positive things. Sagar Magani, Washington.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi told the Ugandan parliament Wednesday that his country will open 18 new embassies across Africa. He didn't specify where the embassies will be built, but it will bring to 47 the number of full Indian diplomatic missions in Africa. China has 50. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.